You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Julie Richmond, the author of Dynamic Duos, the Essential Guide to Couples and Business Together. She specializes in supporting, educating, and mentoring couples working together in a family-owned or small business. And on today's episode, we will be covering couples in business together. Are they an effective, or can they be an effective team? Julie, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Lovely to be here.
And it is lovely to have you out, and thanks for your time once again. So to kick things off today, what are some of the issues that couples in business who are working closely together would come across?
Certainly. Eric, there's a number of issues that couples in business have when they are working and living and loving together. Quite often there's a crossover of boundaries between work and home life. So work comes home and sort of tends to bulldoze its way through the family life as well. So they can lose a lot of that intimacy between themselves, you know, as the work takes priority. Sometimes if there's no clear boundaries as well between the roles and responsibilities, there can form a lack of appreciation for the contributions in the partnership, and sometimes it becomes a bit personal. So they possibly lack the conflict handling skills that are required for effective communication. So there are quite a number of issues, but I think those are the main ones that tend to crop up quite frequently.
And that effective communication is so important, especially in this situation. Now, how can couples work better or more effectively together?
Sure. Eric, I believe it's very important to set clear boundaries around the roles and responsibilities in the workplace and at the home, and to have clear strategies around training and the communication between each other on matters that directly affect the business and the relationship. It's very important for them to be able to work on their teamwork so that the business and relationship is more easier to have that flow and comfortable for both people. And this requires, obviously, a very deep commitment level between the couples so that when emotions are high and the logic and the rationale tends to go out the window, we have to return to the primary goals, which is obviously keeping the relationship together and keeping the business moving forward effectively and efficiently.
From your experience, Julie, any red flags that would come up that would identify that couples are not working well together?
Certainly. Eric, there are usually signs that will come across how a couple can identify that they're not working well together. And this comes down to how well they can complete a task effectively, so without any mistakes, and in a timely manner. So we look at those two areas, the effectiveness and the efficiency, and we work together to build on having systems, following systems, identifying where there's gaps, and how do we make the teamwork more effective. Like the smoother transition between tasks is very important as well. So we teach couples how to actually improve their teamwork rather than just spreading the word around.
Today we're joined by Julie Richmond, once again the author of Dynamic Duos, the Essential Guide for Couples in Business Together, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Julie, continuing on, people talk about teamwork all the time, kind of an overused term. Can you explain what this is and how to improve teamwork?
Absolutely. Eric, it is a very bantered around word in corporations and in the business realm. But let's break it down very simply. Teamwork comes down to three things. Firstly, you have to identify the process. So we have to understand what is needed to be done in order to complete the task. And the second step is to anticipate what comes next. And the third part of teamwork is to ensure that transition is smooth, kind of like a handing over of the baton in a relay race. Now, if I was to give you an example, we'll take a very simple example. If you're at home with your partner, you would know when your partner has finished having a shower, you would understand the process of what it takes to have a shower, get out, get dried, get dressed, and move on. Now, you would be able to anticipate, you have a knowledge of the process because you obviously shower yourself. You'd be able to anticipate the next steps because you can hear the water turning off. So you know that they're going to need a towel and they're going to step out of the shower. So you can actually help that transition by either handing a towel or something like that. I know it's a very personal example, but it gives you an idea of how to ensure that smooth transition when you have a knowledge and you know the next steps and you can anticipate what's going to happen. And so help that effective process. That is teamwork. Essentially, that is teamwork.
And Julie, of course, the reality is that it always doesn't work out working together. So what suggestions would you have for couples in business struggling to work together?
For sure. And sometimes, as you mentioned, Eric, exactly right. It doesn't always work out that way. For example, there might be complex situations where, say, for example, I don't know what's needed next, what my husband requires in business to do. So sometimes it's best just to stay right out of the way and not to become a hindrance to that effective teamwork process. That is still teamwork, believe it or not. So if couples are struggling in business to work together, certainly by all means seek help. You know, work out processes and systems and work out how to follow those systems. It's all about communication, education and training, which supports and underpins that teamwork process. But certainly, you know, there's obviously things that we can contribute with the Dynamic Duos book, The Essential Guide for Couples in Business Together. We also have a compatibility quiz, which couples can do to identify areas where there may be some ways to improve. And that's on www.dynamicduotest.com.au. That's a compatibility quiz, so that highlights some areas where they can improve. Or head over to our Reignite website. We have a Reignite weekend where couples can actually learn to put into practice those teamwork skills.
And that is such a great resource, and we certainly appreciate your offering that to the audience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Absolutely, Eric. We have to remember when we're working as a couple in business together that it should be us against the world, not us against each other. You know, we're in the same boat. We're on this, in the same force. We're meant to join our strengths to grow rather than be constantly bickering between each other about things that are going wrong or we haven't done or mistakes that are made. So understand that we are in this together. It's not divide and conquer. It's both of us against the world, and we go out there and make the best of what we can be, and that's how we become dynamic duos.
Once again, Julie, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today and helping couples succeed working together in their businesses, and thank you for what you do in this space. Hit that website once again where listeners can get further information, not only on your company, your book, and also I believe you have a free online compatibility test for listeners to take as well.
Certainly, just jump on to the Dynamic Duos with an S.com.au, and you can actually look up. There'll be some things there for the book and the Reignite weekends and our program to support couples in business together. And it's about helping those couples who work together in their own business to navigate the challenges of living, loving, and working together.
Well, Julie, once again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio and look forward to our next conversation. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with, once again, Julie Richmond, the author of Dynamic Duos, The Essential Guide for Couples in Business Together. She specializes in supporting, educating, and mentoring couples working together in a family-owned or small business. And for further details, visit dynamicduos.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.